One of the things we talked about when we went through the Agadata is the stories of Rabbi Bar Bachana. Are they meant to be taken literally, or are they not meant to be taken literally? So we said that if you go through the Mefarshei Agadah Afarna right here in Amoichas Asvina, the Mashal says a few times, yeah, of course, there's different messages that are meant to be taken from these Gemaras, but at the same time, Ein Divrei HaGemara Yoytze Midei Pshutai, and they're very much meant to be taken literally. The Ben Yoyada, in his first comment on the sugi, says, no way in the world are you supposed to take these Gemaras literally. The Maral says the same thing. Of course, these are all mushals and chidois, and you're not meant to take them literally. We said that really, this Shiloh, where the Divrei HaGada are meant for us to be understood literally, or there's some nimshal that is behind the curtain and the veil of the Divrei Agada that's really the avodah of what we're supposed to understand, was really a machlekes rishonim. It played itself out in a polemic that was written by Ramei Rabulafia, the Rama, in his Igrois HaRama, in his Kitab al Rasail, which made a big tumult. He sent it to the Chachmei Lunil. He was Shakul Vatari with the Rashmi Shans, who was the leading French Bali Tosfos at the time. But the bottom line is, this was a big Indian, and what emerged there was, is that there were two very, very strong conflicting opinions. Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam, one of the Chachmei Lunil, he writes to the Rama, he says, any person that's a chacham, any person that has any seichel, understands that there's no way in the world that when you learn Divrei Agada, you're meant to take the words of Chazal literally. These are all mesholim, and it's the nimshal that's really the point. And the Rashmi Shans, when he got the letter from the Rama, who's quoting what Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam said, he says, what? Rabbi Aaron Baram Meshulam said that every Baal Seichel understands that you're not supposed to take it literally? I'll just the opposite. Every Baal Seichel, any person who has Chachma Belibay, realizes that every single word that Chazal say, that whether we understand it or don't understand it, whether it makes us comfortable or uncomfortable, has to be taken 100% literally. So really, this Shaila was a major Shiloh back in the day. But we said that that's Pashat, that whether you're supposed to take these stories literally or not supposed to take these stories literally, ve'elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, but for sure, there's a nimshal here. There's some machshava, there's some inyan that you're supposed to take from this. But the emes is, there's another derech, there's another school as it relates to understanding Agadata. And I just want to mention it, b'kitzer, short, and then Beis Hashem, maybe we'll pick this up another day. And that is the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And the Gaon says his take on Agadata in many, 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 many places throughout his Sfarim. If you have Sfarim that have Perushim on the Gaon, they all cross-reference, and one leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. You follow the paper trail, and really what you have is literally a whole pile of Sfarim and a whole list of different Maor Mekoymes where the Gaon delineated his position of what perspective you're supposed to have when you learn Divrei Agada, and it's fascinating. In the Gaon's Pirush HaMishle, in Perichov Dalet Pasuk Lamed, so the Pasuk says, I'll stay ish otzel avarti, va'al kerem adam chasar lev. Famous psukim, v'hinei Allah chuloi kim shoinim kasu panav charulim v'geder avon of neherasa. But Shlomo HaMelech says that I passed the field of a lazy person, and I passed the vineyard of a chasar lev. Says the Gaon, that the pnimius of this pasuk is related to another pasuk in Mishle, which Shlomo HaMelech said, "Lachu lachmu belachmi, u'shesu b'yayin masachti." Says the Vilna Gaon, "Lachmi heim halachos u'drushei Torah." Lachmi, the bread, is a reference to the halachos and all the drashos of Chazal. V'yayin hu agadois. Wine in that pasuk is referring to Agadata. Asher shomo genuzin kol hasoidos. Because it's in Agadata that all the Seudos, all the secrets of the Torah, are buried. U'kimach amru chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun Beis Amad Aleph, Adar bon shnin michla maili. Until a person turns 40, it's better for him to eat. Mikam ve'elach, once you turn 40, then the proportions, the ratios are supposed to switch a little bit. Mishti maili, it's better for a person to drink. So, Pashut, of course, the Gemara means what it says it means. That until a person turns 40, so you should eat more than you drink. Once you turn 40, so then you bring out the bottles. Says the Goyim, what's the Oymik? He says, the Oymik is because we know Kabbalah, a person's supposed to start learning. Dafka, when he turns 40, the Shach brings in the Shulchan Aruch. Kiyadua, Adar Bunch, and Michlu Maili. Until you turn 40, it's better to be Lechu Balachmi. Hey, Malach is the Jewish HaTorah. Obi Mikan Ve'elach, once a person turns 40, then already Mishti Maili. What's Mishti? It's Yai. Because that's where all the soidos are, and that's when you're supposed to flip, and that's when all of a sudden the machshava and the way you go about it is supposed to be a little bit different. The Goyin in his Pirish on Yeshaya, this is in Perikei Pasuk Yud, picking up in the middle of a shtickle. So the Goyin says as follows: Ushnei chalkei haTorah. There are two chalakim of the Torah. The entire Torah Shabbat Peh says the Goyin can be divided into two groups: halachos. And Nemarolov, and it's regarding those two chalakim that Shlomo HaMelech said, L'chu lachmu belachmi, u'shesu b'yayin masachti. Like the Goyin says here in Mishlei. V'agodois, says the Goyin, nikro yayin, means wine. Shekein hasoidois genuzin ba'agodois. Because all the secrets of the Torah, the soidos of the Torah, are all hidden in Agadato. V'yayin hu soid, and yayin is soid. K'moisha kasafti le'il, v'zeo mash amru chazal, ad mem shnin michlamalyo, mikam ve'ilach mishtamalyo. Exactly, almost verbatim what he says here in Mishlei. Then he goes, v'ayte, v'zeo sh'amru, and this is what Chazal meant, mar omar imalon shmaita, umar omar imalon. So what's he referring to? He's referring to a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Kama, a classic, in Perek HaKoynes, Daf Samech Amadeus. The Gemara says that Rav Amir Rav Asi was sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and they wanted Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to start talking and learning. So we don't know who said what, but one, either Rav Amir Rav Asi, told Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Leim Amar Shmaitze, nu, could the Rebbe say over Halacha? And the other one said, no, Leim Amar Agadata, can the Rebbe say over Agadata? Pasach Leim Agadata. So he said, okay, I'm going to go with Agadata. Amar V'lei Shafik Mar. The one that wanted a Shmaitze didn't let him say Agadata. So he says, okay, let me try Shmaitze. Pasach Leim Amar Shmaitze. He tried saying Shmaitze V'lei Shafik Mar, the one that wanted Agadata. Amar Lehem, so he told him, Em Shalacham Mashal Ma Dava Daima. Let me explain to you what's going on now with a famous Mashal. Adam Sheishle Shtei Nashal. It was a person that had two wives. Achas Yoldav, Achas Kena. One was a younger wife, and the other one was an older wife. Yaldav Malaketes Leivavandais. The Yaldav would pull out all his white ears because she wanted him to look younger. Skena Malaketes Shchayrois. Whereas the Skena would pull out all his black ears because she wanted him to look older. And what happened with this person? Nimtza Kareach, Mikanu Mikan. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha told Rabbi and Rav Asi, I'm trying to say Agadata, you're not letting. I'm trying to say Shmaitzi, you're not letting. It's like we can't talk and learning. Nimsa Kareach Mikanu, says the Goyin. That really, if you understand the Pinimius, you'll realize that the Mashal and the Nimshal are mamish doima. Not punkt the Mashal of a Nimsa Kareach Mikanu Mikan. Because I could have came up with different Mashalim. But this Mashal is mamish bediktok. And the reason is because Shmaitza really are black ears. Shmaitza is something that a person's supposed to learn when you're young. Adar bon shnin michla maili. Whereas agadato is soid. And soid is achar arbon shnin, then it's already mishti maili. That's when you're supposed to start learning soid satayra. So really what I'm dealing with over here is I'm dealing with a yalda and I'm dealing with a skena. I have the yalda who's telling me shmaitza, shmaitza, shmaitza. And I have the skena who's telling me agadato, agadato, agadato. So says the goyin, the moshel and the nimshel are hachainu. Because agadato is soid, and soid for that already you have to be a skena, for that you have to be older, and that's mamish, this muscle right here. Just to come up for breath for 1 second, the idea that soid is associated with yayin, that's poshet. And that's something that everybody knows. Nichnas yayin, Chazal say, yotza soid. You know, Rav Loza Fleckless wrote a sefer called the Havas David. The sefer Havas David was angled towards the Frankists that were very, very popular in Prague during the 18th century. They were the version 2.0 of the Sabathians, Advarim Atikin. And he wrote a whole sefer, Ahavas David, where he mamish talks about how their avoid is terrible. Now, the Frankists were very oisek in Kabbalah, but they weren't molly kresim shasu poiskim, and it was a distorted Sabathian form of Kabbalah, tolashem, yichurinyan, right? And Rabbi Loza Fleckless screams at them very, very sharply. There's one beautiful line, Rabbi Loza Fleckless. I mean, there's many. The whole Sefer is classic. There's a place where the Chassam Sefer quotes the Sefer, Havas David. But Toich Dvarav, he says something very interesting, where he says that the Gemara says, Kol Chamra, Deloidaru Aleh, Al Chat Las Maya, Lav Chamra. to Rava's memra, like many of the wine memras, that Rava said that if you have wine and you don't dilute it with the proportion of 3 times water to the 1 time wine, it's not going to be good wine. So said Rabbi Elazar Flaklis, what's the oimik? He says, because everybody knows that yayin is soid. Nichnas yayin yotze soid. Dosh date in the svarim. That's a davar pashat. But we know there's 4 ways you can learn the Torah. It's pshat, remez, drush, and soid. So he said, you want to learn soid, of course. It's the holiest of the holy. It's the Kodesh Kedoshim. But at the same time, before you learn soid, you have to learn pshat, remez, and drush. So he said, kol chamra, any wine, deloidaru alel al chat las maya, that doesn't have 3 times the amount of water, lad chamra. If you don't have pshat, remez, and drush, then your wine's not... So this Indian you find in so many Svarim, that Yayin is soid, but the Goyin is saying a Chiddush, that you don't find in Svarim. And the Goyin is saying that Agadat is also Yayin. Because Agadat says the Goyin is really soid. That's what Agadat is. And because Agadat is soid, so therefore, Yayin, in these Psukim, L'chu lachmu balachmi, u'shesu b'yayin masochti, I'll stay ish otzel avarti, val kerem odom chasar lev, says the Goyen, it's agadeta. Because agadeta and soid are really one and the same. Another place that this Goyen is brought is in the Evan Shlema. The Evan Shlema in Perik Ches, Pasuk Chavav. So the Evan Shlema is similar to the Meiser Rav, which it wasn't written by the Vilna Goyen, but it's a likut that was written by the Talmidei Agra, Reb Shmuel Malzin, his son Reb Yitzchak Malzin, who's the author of the Siddur Siach Yitzchak, the Siddur Agra. These were kadmonim from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Goyen, where he wrote different things that they knew from the Talmidei Agra about the Vilna Goyen. So the Goyen, it says as follows, Ha'agodois, when it comes to Agadata, which sometimes when you look at Agadata, it looks like it's Dvarim Betelim. You should know Bahem Ganus Kalasoidis. All the secrets of the Torah are hidden inside those Agadata. But the point is, this is the Yesod of the Goyim. The Shnita of the Goyim was that in the Agadata are all the Soidis. And listen to this lashon. Shalafia nirichas v'sholem ein dvarim b'teilim. Right? You read these gemaras. It sounds like seriously, but you should know bahem ganus kalasoidis. On the bottom of this piece, so there's a ha'ara from the mechaber. So I don't know if it's from Reb Shmuel Malzin, his son Reb Yitzchak Malzin. Either way, it comes from a real makar where he brings from the Torah of the Vilna Goyen that the Goyen in some of his Sifrei Kabbalah said that this is the oimik of loyada ishes kfurasoi. About Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know nobody knows when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, which literally means no one knows when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. But the Goyen in his Torah said, what's the pnimius of the Inyan? He said, the pnimius of the Inyan is that Moshe means Torah's Moshe, right? If a person horrifies on Torah, it's Nasa Torah delay. And Befrat Torah Shebiksav, which was Nitin Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And Torah Shmapeh also. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is Moshe V'soy Rasai. So what does it mean, V'lo Yada Ish Es Kfu Rasai? What it means is we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is buried. What does that mean? It's referring to Torah's Asoid, which is hidden. It's Gonus. It's buried in the Torah. But we don't know where that Torah is buried. And that's the Oimik of V'lo Yada Ish Es Kfu Rasai. But there's going to be a day where it's going to be Umol Aretz Deya. Kamayim layom mechasin, where all of a sudden all the seidus haTorah are going to come out, and the Goyin said that's pshat in what the Navi said that Torah chadasha meiti teitze. It doesn't mean chalila there's going to be a new Torah like some Kitoy said, but what it means is that all the seidus of the Torah that are hidden, where right now it's vloyada yishes kfurasa, all of a sudden those Torahs are going to emerge and they're going to be clear to everybody, and everybody's going to be able to understand those Torahs. But that's this oimik that the Torahs haSoid is hidden, and where is it hidden? It's hidden in the Agadata. See, this is a game changer in terms of understanding Agadata for so many reasons. Number one, I think it adds a tremendous amount of clarity in terms of why the Nadi Yehuda wrote in his famous Tshuvas and other poskim as well that we can't paskin shailas based on Agadata. You can't paskin shailas based on Agadata. Why not? It's part and parcel of the Torah. So if you have something, right, a meshivan al agadis, there's such an idea. The teretz is because these are all mishalim, and they're not just mishalim. It's all teretz asoid. And just like when it comes to soid, the Chassam Sofer always wrote, Ein li'esek bin astaris, even the Rav Shimon Sofer was made about what the Chassam Sofer knew in Kabbalah, which is pashit from the Sifrei Chassam Sofer. But at the same time, when it comes to halacha, in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, in Erechaim, Kuf Nun Zayin, he can't write a Kabbalah because It's soyid, and soyid doesn't rear zechon when it comes to halacha l'maisa. A gadata goes into the soyid bucket, and if it goes into the soyid bucket, well, then there's an inyan of you can't paskin based on this. We once spoke at a Chuvas Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer said that you're allowed to use a gadata for good, not for bad. Fascinating idea. It's regarding the tshuva, Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya. Right, remember that tshuva where there was a kohen who had a meeting in somebody's yard, and all of a sudden he sees a matzev and it says, Poi nitman, Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya, a ganze meisen, and he comes running to his rav who sent the shayla to the Chassam Sofer, meaning he was a kohen, so if this is a real kever Yisrael, he probably can't be there. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva that seems this person had died hundreds of years earlier. And is there a problem for this person to be there not or not? I mean, what could possibly be remaining from the mace? The only thing that could be remaining is maybe some atzomais, rekav atzomais, and that's the shiloh. Did he have atzomais? Did he not have atzomais? And it's totally whether it was an adam kosher, not an adam kosher, because an adam kosher maintains his atzomais. Someone that's not an adam kosher, so atzomais of nirkavim, he wouldn't lose it. So the Chassam Sofer said, we have to figure out, was he a kosher or was he not a kosher? So he says, oiki hai gavra chazokei, rabschari ben rab yudidya, the adam kosher. We have no idea who this person was, but it was Kapaskin and a Chuvas Chassam Sofer that he was an Adam Kosher. And then the Chassam Sofer said one amazing thing. He says, if you look at the Matzev, it says that he died Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, I'm thinking that the Gemara says that if somebody dies Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. So maybe that's a raya that he wasn't an Adam Kosher. So the Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you a rule. You could only use Agadah to Gemara for good things. Never use it for bad things. So he says, if someone's made Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. That's a bad thing? I don't know what it means. Say this. Ich weiß nicht. Above my pay grade, the Chassam Sofer says. You can't use Agadah. It's an unbelievable use. I don't know where this comes from. But this is what the Chassam Sofer says, that you could only use Agadah because this is Soid. And once you're dealing with Soid, so Soid goes into a whole different pocket. Eli Esek bin Astaris. By definition, it's Vloyada and Sheskfura. So you're not supposed to understand 100% what this means. But the bottom line is Agadah in the Beis Medrash from the Vilna Gaon is Soid. And that's why, here's the punchline, that's why it was written in this way. Meaning, if, let's say you take the approach that Agadah is not Soid. This is a Nimshal. So why are you telling me the Mashal? When every Agadah to Gemara is Azad Dubna Magid, if it's Soid, you understand why it's B'derech Mashal, B'derech Ida. Because Soid is, by definition, have to be hidden. It's not meant for everybody. Not everybody's able to learn Soid. And it's precisely in Dafka for that reason that it was that way. Then that's, if you go through these guys, that's what he's saying. It's Dafka. Dafka derech mashal v'chida. You know why? Because this is not Torah that's allowed to be revealed. Because v'lo yada yishes kfur asai. It has to be hidden. It has to. One day it'll be a mal haaretz day. This will be the Torah chadash, mi'iti teitze, where all of a sudden all the soidus of the Torah are going to be not shayach. And like the Goyen said, l'v'yosan zeh yitzar to l'sachik boy. We'll have more havanis and more havanis and more havanis. But the point is that right now, it was all hidden behind these mishalim, and it wasn't like just because it's a cute way of doing it. It has to be that way because this is soid, and soid by definition has to be hidden. You know, one other thing that the Goyen says in the Evan Shlema, as it relates to Teres HaKabbalah, Teres HaSoid, this is in Perek Yud Aleph Gimel. He says, "Hagu'ula hazois loy tiyeh rak al yedei limud haTorah." The Geula that we're all waiting for and that we daven for every single day is going to come al yedei limud haTorah. And then he says, "V'ikar haGeula talya b'limud haKabbalah." The ikar haGeula is going to be talya in limud haKabbalah. And this really comes from the Beis Medrash of the Ramchal, "V'in kam mekoyim laharach." But that's what the Goyen said. He said, "HaGeula azoyis loytia rak al yedei limud haTorah. V'ikar haGeula talya b'limud haKabbalah." The ikar haGeula is going to come from Kabbalah. So interesting that, again, in Bava Basra, there's so much Agadah to Gemara. I mean, you have the most famous Agadah to Gemara in Shas, of Rabbi Bar Bachan. The whole Perek HaShutfin was all Agadah to Gemara. Tomorrow's daf is going to start again with Agadah to Gemara. There's so much Agadah to Gemara in Bava Basra, and I just can't get away from this Machshava, from this Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that says, Bava Basra's Geula, Bava Basra's Geula. That's what Bava Basra represents. If it represents Geula, so Iker haGeula loytia el al yedei chachmas haKabbalah in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. That's why there's so much Agadata. Because Agadata is Yayin, which is Soid. When we learn Agadata Gemaras, we're learning Teres HaSoid, which that could be Zoicha through the Limud of Agadata Gemaras, which, you know, we try to understand a little bit, but at the very least, on some level, it's a Limud of Kabbalah that everyone is Shayach to, because everyone learns Agadata Gemara. We should be zoicha to the geula. We should be zoicha to the sudas alav yasan that the Goyen describes, which is going to be the time where you're going to have the yayin hamashomer, the real yayin with all the seidas atayra. Then here be amen or amen.